This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. Cowboys fans, how you feeling as training camp approaches? I was just saying there at the end of that segment that I think George Pickens, you know, gives this team an opportunity to be exciting on offense. I think the second half of last year, you know, showed that their defense does have a lot of potential, even though it finished horribly well. But, I mean, some of the reactions on text, I'm not hype, LMAO, LOL, Dawson. What do you guys think? Is that being homer to think that this offense could score 30 points per game? And, you know, you have this incredible group of pass rushers that have a chance to give you a defensive identity. I know.
Oh, that would be great.
They have problems with defensive backfield a lot, right? And I know they're not going to be a good tackling team, but I think they could have one of these years like they did in 21, 22, and 23, where maybe we're like cynical about their chances of winning in the playoffs, but yes, they're piling up wins.
Yes. I mean, I think that regardless of how we feel about Dak, Dak is a good quarterback and he's proven he can win in the regular season. We can have a different conversation once you get into the postseason, but this team's had a lot of regular season success. I think they are going to be a good team this year in the regular season. I expect them to win 10 wins, compete for the division. If they don't win the division, they'll be a wild card team, in my opinion. I think they'll be in the playoffs. But it is one of those things where it's like, I've gotten super geeked out and excited about the offense and what they're saying this time of year and watching them do some red zone drills out in Oxnard, and then none of that's shown up when the game matters and the bullets are flying. So for me, it's like I got to wait and see before I fully go ahead and drink that Jerry Kool-Aid.
Well, the thing about it is that I don't think the quarterback's going to be the problem here.
Mm-mm.
I really don't. I think the quarterback's going to have a good year, and I'm not selling it. I'm really not. But I think people are conditioning themselves like, it's every damn year. Every year we talk about this. But you know what? It's my opinion. I think the quarterback's going to be fine. To me, this is going to hinge on how well these coaches adapt. The new coaches, how well the play caller adapts, and how well that he is a head coach. You know, it's all feeling great right now with all the ability in the locker room. Everybody's feeling good. Love football again. But let's see when the adversity happens.
Mm-hmm.
I think to me, this I do believe that the quarterback is going to be fine, but I do have my concerns. It's not about so much about the players. I have concerns about the coaching staff because I don't know. I haven't seen this coaching staff operate. You know, I don't know what I'm going to get with Brian Schottenheimer. My hope is that I get a guy that's able to take what the quarterback is really good at and be able to advance that. I think that Mike McCarthy was able to get good play out of Dak. I don't think he was willing to advance it to make it go even further.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and that's why my biggest problem with Mike McCarthy, you had a guy that was a MVP type of a quarterback, and you just sat there and said, we're good. We're just going to kind of continue. You did nothing to advance him.
Yeah.
You did nothing. And that's why I think this is going to fall on the shoulders of this group.
I mean, and the space that Ferguson should have to operate in the passing game just a little bit more because Perkins,
we don't know, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying this, Dawson. We
you can't double both, though. These guys have gravity to them.
No, absolutely.
We know Ferguson's going to have more room to operate.
That's the key. I mean, I personally do not know how this offense is going to look.
No clue.
I have no clue. Now, I do trust the quarterback, and this is where people like, you're home abroad, shut the hell up. No, this is where I think a guy who is a veteran quarterback is getting himself ready to do whatever they ask him to do. They just need to make sure that they get him to that level.
Here's why I'm confident the floor is significantly higher than last year, because he has a lot of things as a veteran quarterback that you know is going to work. We're trying to add to it. If it's not working, you have things that this passing game could go to. And now that he has multiple receivers and a better offensive line, to me, it comes down to how good are your tackles and how good is your secondary defensively.
Sure. I absolutely think the tackle play is one of my bigger questions. How does Tyler Guyton look? I think that's something we're all going to be keeping a massive eye on once we get to Oxnard. And the thing is, they have a little
bit
of...
They can do things to kind of help him, though.
They can.
They can absolutely do things to try and help him scheme-wise.
Yes, and they have a little bit of a fail-safe. They don't want to do it, but they do have the ability to move Tyler Smith to left tackle, and you know he's going to be a good player there. And they've got plenty of options of players that can move in and play left guard. Maybe it's Awesome Richards. Maybe it's Robert Jones. Maybe it's Brock Hoffman. Maybe it's TJ Bass. Maybe it's Nate Thomas, who they took. Like, they got a lot of
interior
linemen.
Nate Thomas has been the backup at right tackle.
So
he's been the number two. But you're right. You're not right. He could
just bodies.
Yeah,
bodies.
Absolutely.
Let the cream rise to the crop, right? The whatever the hell I just tried to say there.
I think he nailed it. Yeah,
to the top.
It rises
not
to the crop,
but the top.
Yeah, the cream of the crop, buddy. No, I get it. And you mean the text is on fire. I think there's a lot of passionate opinions. But Brian, I think you nailed on something that I think this fan base has become so cynical.
And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. They do not want to hear Brian Broaddus tell them that their quarterback's going to be fine. They don't want to hear that. They want to see their quarterback be fine. They actually want to see him go out and be one of the top 6-7 quarterbacks in the league.
I mean,
that's what they want to see.
It was a pick a game last year. I think this year they face all three of the top defenses from last year. I mean, it is a murderer's row of defenses if they're as good as they were last year. And if they are good, they're going to have to earn it, starting with the Eagles week one. You know, that's just it's going to be really interesting once this gets going, because of, you know, what Pickens is going to present as far as a deep threat is going to open up a ton of stuff underneath in the passing game. And then it's going to give you such favorable looks running the ball. They're going to look back on a Sunday night or a Monday morning, think, how did we not run it more? We have to double down on running. And then you will get to the balance that this organization has needed since 2014. Like when Romo had that great year in 14, 29 passing attempts per game. On average.
Yeah, it wasn't until Murray broke his hand late that they didn't throw the ball, right?
Yeah.
In that game, remember it was like they leaned on Murray, he broke his hand, and then all of a sudden they went into pass mode to try and help and Romo was ready. You know, they're going to need Blue not to be behind on this offense.
Yeah.
They're going to need Blue to be ready to go, whether it's routes, pickups, whatever, handing him the ball. They can't afford to have him behind and then trying to catch up.
I think he was talking with Kay Adams or somebody as well, this Fanatics thing over the weekend, and I really like what I saw as far as his attention to detail and everything he's saying. He is going to be ready in the passing game, but you're right. You know, and I think it's got to start with, do you have better running backs than
you
did last
year? Do you understand your assignment?
Oh, yeah.
That's the number one thing. You cannot go in there and bust as a running back. Not in this offense you can.
Okay, Dez Bryant predicting an NFC East team will win the Super Bowl. You know, now that's something I need a lot of great answers to. But I think health is huge here with Diggs and Overshown. You know, if they were playing at their peak coming into this year, I could see the Cowboys being there. But right now, that's too much of a leap. And I think missing Diggs and Overshown and some of the injuries they've had, even going back to Tony Pollard against the Niners in the playoffs, like, you know, and I don't want to be, you know, like Brian right now, people thinking that I'm a homer or anything, but I want to be objectively honest about what this team is capable of. And their injuries to Pro Bowlers and All Pros during the Mike McCarthy era was horrible.
Yeah.
And if they had just had regular, like what happened to San Francisco and Detroit last year was bad. And in any one year, that's worse than what the Cowboys have been dealing with. But they didn't win the championship either. And the amount of injuries they had, like Zach Martin getting old at 34, Tyron Smith not being able to play on the other side of 30 consistently, Zeke getting old while Derrick Henry is still putting up all pro years. Like they did a hell of a job putting a lot of great players on this team. And I think we would fault them for not doing more, but I think they did enough. I think they did enough. The biggest thing that held back the McCarthy era was those injuries. Okay.
I think the coach held them back, though, too, a little bit.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, and I say that with the situation of the coach. I wish he would have stepped up and said, "Listen, we need to try and advance this thing."
Yeah.
And they really didn't. They really didn't advance it.
No, but I think Kellen Moore, didn't he just show that we don't have to have a tricky offense?
Well, offensive line and the best running back in the game, that's certainly going to help you a lot.
Yeah, I think the thing with Kellen Moore is, I'm not talking about tricking you. I'm talking about a better understanding of like how to create opportunities, how to, whether it's scheme guys open, whether it's the light box, where, you know, however you have to do things, zig when you need to zag, those types of things. There was nothing with Mike McCarthy that just led me to believe that, like, okay, the players you're playing with right now are going to get better the next year. You know, Dak coming off that year, you know, you're thinking, okay, hey, we have something to build on here. Let's build on that. And they really didn't.
Yeah,
and I'm taking a lot of shots at Mike, but I do believe that this team, this offense, is only going to be as good as its coaches. They've got players. They have got players to handle this. They've got players to move the football. They need the coaches to be able to step up and be a part of that. And if they're not, then we're going to be talking about a whole nother thing this time next year.
And that was part of Dez's quote. He said, Shotty's got to get in there and figure out the best scheme to score points. And if we score points, we're good. I think they can be good. But in order to be great, like Kansas City and Philadelphia, top five defense last year. You know that. So where I need to see it would be, I'd say to Dez, how could you believe this Cowboys defense that was 28th in the NFL last year could take that big of a step forward?
They were in such a hole right off the jump. Those bad games against Baltimore. I mean, I know they almost came back in that game, but the New Orleans game was awful.
It was
the
Detroit historically game, bad.
Yeah, it was a historically bad. The first 6-7 weeks of the season, this defense was bad, and the offense wasn't much better.
The Thunder are champions thanks to a historically good defense, and now we turn our attention to what this Mavs offseason is going to look like other than drafting Cooper Flagg next week. Here's Kyrie Irving, who has a big player option coming up. What's he think of these Mavs situation?
It's an exciting time to be a Dallas Maverick. It's an exciting time to be a Dallas Maverick fan. Shout out to MFFL, all the supporters that have been rocking with us. Getting this number one pick, we had a 1.8% chance. So I loved it. I enjoyed seeing all of the excitement, not only from the city, but from our executive leadership, from our ownership group, from my teammates. This is one of those times in not only my career, but just in the legacy play of being a Dallas Maverick, where we have a chance to do something special. So I know Nico's going to do a great job. I know Patrick's going to do a great job. I know Mark's going to do a great job. And it's been an exciting journey thus far, even just being in Dallas. You know, it's been up and down, sort of say, just in terms of the circumstances and situations, but we've been doing our best. I've been doing my best, and I'm one of the leaders on the team, so I got to stay stoic, stay poised, ready for the moment, ready to articulate what's going on, and be ready to move forward.
It's awesome. Kyrie has evolved into the perfect team leader and team spokesman. Obviously, coming off a disappointing year, 39-43. ESPN's power rankings for this group right now, putting the Mavs outside the top 10. They got them at 14th, up just three spots since winning the draft lottery there with Cooper Flagg. So I think the Cooper Flagg acquisition is just tremendous for this organization long term. But what sort of an impact is it going to have year one? And, do you think 14 is low? I guess without Kyrie Irving, 14 feels fair to me.
Yeah, because you don't know how they're going to replace him. I mean, there's reports out that they're trying to figure out how to convince Chris Paul to come in. Maybe that's their number one target right now for a guy to kind of run the show until Kyrie's able to come back. I don't know how that works between that dynamic when Kyrie does. Maybe it's just Chris Paul comes off the bench and he's okay with that at this point in his career. I do like the option of talking to Boston, maybe to try and get Derek White or Drew Holiday. I know that contract's a bummer of one, but I think the roster's good. It's just counting on old bones and Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving, but you still have Lively and Cooper Flagg that really should kind of be the focus moving forward. Like, that is your future right there with those two.
Yeah, I'm trying to win a championship now like David Robinson and Sean Elliott did with Tim Duncan. And then, you know, see how, you know, we can go from that point forward into the future. And I feel great about, you know, the long term future because of those two guys that you mentioned. But in year one, it is, you know, it's tough to know. I would think if you're going to go get Chris Paul, I would say, and Can we get a Malcolm Brogdon? You know, because even when Kyrie comes back, I feel like their backcourt is way overmatched when it comes to ball handling and creativity. And that's why they were talking about getting Max Christie, you know, minutes in the backcourt and Cooper Flagg minutes in the backcourt. I'd be looking to get that solved with a trade. And that's part of what makes this so exciting. Like a lot of Mavs off seasons, you know, we've hoped. But I guarantee this thing is going to be explosive because Nico's got to feel the pressure. Oh, yeah. I have to get this thing right, and we better be good early, or you know the calls for that job are going to be loud and should be. Okay, we'll hit the C note. Cowboys news of the evening coming up next here. It's the G-Bag Nation. Rangers pregame coming up at 5, and we're back.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The fan. Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's time for the C-Note every afternoon at this time, Cowboys fans. And yeah, I just want to ask you this, guys, on the text and YouTube chat. Salute to you. Thanks for making us part of your day. We really appreciate you and engaging like you do. Your feedback is great. I just want to know if you're so sure, what happens if they go beat the Eagles on Thursday night? How would that change your perspective? Week one, NFL opener, Cowboys at Philadelphia. They win that game. Well, Chuck, what do you think of that next Friday here on The Fan?
Oh, I'd be coming in crotch first. It's a victory over the Eagles. You're ruining their dropping of the banner, their Super Bowl celebration. There would be nothing sweeter. I think that there will be Cowboy fans that now are thinking, hell yeah, Super Bowl, you know, like we always will have. There will be others that it really nothing matters what they do in the regular season until they get to the playoffs. And I think I am probably leaning more the latter, but I can't not enjoy the ride that is the regular season, right? I mean, that's there's something about like, why you love sports, why you love the game, why you love that team. And going through it week to week and riding the emotions of the wins and losses, like, yeah, I'm going to get hyped and be super pumped up if they beat the Eagles. Does it change my opinion that they're going to win the Super Bowl? it'd probably be a little bit prisoner of the moment to have that take knee-jerk reaction.
What if they're running the ball, though, against that defense?
Yeah.
You know? What if they're executing on both sides of the ball? Maybe our thought would be Philadelphia's taking a big step back.
It could be. It could be. Because last year, and granted, this would be a much better level of competition, but they looked unbelievable against Cleveland, specifically on defense. And Cleveland was a playoff team the year before and then came back and just got absolutely obliterated by the Saints and the Ravens, etc. But yeah, I think that there would be a lot of Cowboy fans that do end up saying, okay, maybe this is different. New head coach, new offensive system, George Pickens. Offense with Tyler Booker, like, is the line now actually, are we clicking? There's definitely reasons for optimism if that were to happen.
Yeah, I'd say you get off to a great start. And, you know, there's going to be times in the schedule where you're probably going to win one you're not supposed to win, and then you're going to lose one you shouldn't lose. And so, you know, but to get off to that kind of start for the Schottenheimer administration, he needs to stack as many great games as he can in order to get the buy-in. That's where these coaches, especially the first-year head coaches, it's the buy-in. Everybody's happy. We've talked about that. Everybody's like, hey, it's good to play football again. But here's where it really is. Are you a difference-making head coach? And you go out and you beat Philadelphia, and Philadelphia's probably got better talent than you, and their staff might even be better than yours. But you go out and beat that goes a long way of building that trust in that locker room towards that coaching staff.
Then you get the Giants, you know, and then you go to Chicago, and that's a really good defense too. And then you're going to host the Packers, who had a really good defense last year. I imagine that'll be the same. So three out of your first four games, I think, are against like top eight defenses if you go by points per game. And, you know, I'll have plenty of appetite for being cynical if they're 1-3. We'll already be there. But I could see 3-1. And if that 3-1 or you know, God forbid 4-0 includes a win over Philadelphia, then you get the Jets and the Panthers and Washington before you got to get ready for another really great defense in Denver the week of Halloween. And then you can maybe look at trying to get your guys back.
0-4 would be catastrophic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be, you know, there's that one is, that's hard to dig out of right there.
Yeah. And if that's the case, it's going to be a bitter pill to swallow. You'll start talking about 2026 and, you know, can you keep Bland and Tyler Smith happy and keep George Pickens if you want him, you know, at that point. I'd already be there. But here, you know, as we sit late June, a month before we get to training camp, I like to think about what is possible. And I'm often reminded of that 2013 into 2014 offseason where, you know, everything had gone wrong and you'd ended up 500 again. And it looked like this Cowboys team was toast. And then they drafted Zach Martin and we showed up and all of a sudden they had a major shift in offensive identity because of what that right guard did for their outlook. Chris Young in 1 hour. G-Bag Nation, Chris Young in 1 hour here on your home of the Rangers. Let's reset. Wolchuk did this about 45 minutes ago. Kevin Durant boldly predicting Micah Parsons will be on the Commanders in a couple of years, and Micah Parsons following him up with "I only rock with Dan Quinn." I've seen in the sports headlines, the tabloids, an attempt to make something out of there, but there's no traction on this, is there, guys?
I don't believe so. I don't expect Micah Parsons to be playing anywhere but Dallas. Now, if they decided, as we've talked about, like if they actually wanted to try and change how agents look at them and like there are other factors that could come into this, but Jerry's not going to let Micah Parsons play anywhere else. And I think that he was saying the Dan Quinn thing and like that's the only person I rock with Washington. Otherwise, I would have no interest in being a Commander. But yeah, when I first heard it, I was like, I'd kind of like you to crap on the Commanders, Micah. Like, you know, they're a divisional rival. But at the same time, I get it. He's going through a contract dispute right now. So you got to keep all your options open and dangle a carrot out there.
Yeah,
carrot dangling.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that.
You're right, buddy.
Boys get rough. Okay, I kind of feel like that they're in a situation right now.
Can I get you some tea?
No, I'm good. I'm trying to get good. They're in a situation right now where they've got to figure out this agent is not going to deal with them. I mean, he is going to take them all the way till the very end. And they're in that situation where I think you have to look. And I know some people are reaching out to me on Twitter, like saying, "Well, your tag thing is flawed." And then I ask people in the organization about it, and I'm like, "Do you potentially think about tagging this guy?" And it's kind of like, "Well, it saves you money on the contract," because people are arguing like, oh, if you get a contract done, well, you have the cap numbers low and all that stuff like that.
Yeah, if they want to backload it.
Yeah, but maybe it buys you some buys you. Yeah, it's all guaranteed, but it's not paying $40 million. Mm-hmm. And it gives them the ability to kind of figure out, okay, maybe we need to do a couple other things. Maybe, to me, the Parsons one seems like it's going to be the hard one to get done. You know, that I'm looking at, you know, Bland's kind of a situation, depending on how he looks at Diggs' contract. I think that's something that you have to look at. But the Pickens one, you know what? If Pickens starts the year really well, I'd go with it. I'd go and try and see if I can get that one done during the season. If I can, you know, if I could find a way to maybe,
hey, here's 4 for $100. Take it or leave it.
Exactly. Well, maybe, you know, it's not that, but it's, you know, it's, but it's a little bit more, you know, it's 27, it's 28. Not,
yeah. Okay.
Something like that.
Try to come under 28.
Yeah. I would do that with the consideration of, with Micah. And if you really, really want to pay Micah Parsons $40 million a year, that's the question you have to ask yourself.
Yeah, and I'd be up for that. I think it's the price of a great edge in today's game, and I think Micah changes a lot of stuff for you. But I think you should be open-minded as any front office. Like, what's the best use of our 20% of the cap or 15% of the cap or whatever that comes out to be? But I think the bigger thing here is your negotiating position at the bargaining table is wrecked, and everybody knows they can just wait.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they don't buy it. You know, so over the weekend, I think the president made a big step towards making the world buy his threats, you know, like, hey, when we say we might bomb you, yeah, we might actually bomb you in a way that you think is, you know, not likely. And I think the Cowboys are in a very similar situation now where everything they say across the bargaining table is like, whatever, we'll just wait you out.
I think, you know what I would do? I would wait Micah out then, because I don't think Micah wants to give up money. I think he's that type of guy.
Agreed.
I don't, you know, I think he's anxious about doing this and making sure it gets done. But if his strategy, and it'll be interesting because David Mulugeta is saying, okay, if we're going to wait this thing out, Dallas will cave. If I'm Dallas, I don't cave.
Yeah.
I just say, okay, Micah is not going to sit out, and Micah is not going to miss game checks when this comes down.
That would be a strong move. Now, I want to ask you guys this with the Pickens-Micah thing. If there is any choice in the organization, just in a hypothetical world, what's two wide receivers worth? Does Joe Burrow make a run at making the playoffs last year with the Bengals without two? Does Philadelphia, without Smith and Brown, create those kind of holes? Like, I think who you are with one receiver is drastically different if you can basically copy that dude and put him on the other side.
I think if you had a really, really good running back like Saquon Barkley, I think you could get away with playing with one wide receiver.
Yeah,
I don't think that you can get with this group the way it currently is. I think we'll see how it plays, but me personally, I'm going to need two wide receivers if I have this running game the way it is.
Yeah, or I think that's players, a great point.
If I had Barkley, or if I had that guy with the Ravens,
mm-hmm,
you know, if I had somebody that I knew that I could just hand the ball to a bunch and then play around it, I wouldn't worry about having Pickens. I probably wouldn't have made the Pickens deal, you know. But I think that they're trying their best to give Dak as many weapons as they can. But they don't have these backs are not anything to make me not think about Simon Pickens.
But we're going to find out who we are, not only on offense with Pickens and Lamb, but also on defense. Now we have all these second-round guys who have been in the league for a while. Can we get to the quarterback with Ezeraku,
sure,
you know, and Sam Williams and Dante Fowler? You know, Micah, over the course of these games in September, if you do want to sit out, we might be, you know, trying some stuff that might be a better configuration. And, heck, you know, trading a guy and getting multiple draft picks. You just look at what happened for Houston, right? Oh, we don't have Deshaun Watson. We're going to trade a guy, get multiple draft picks. And then, you know, in Stroud's rookie year, he was, you know, they were one of the best teams in the AFC. So I think that's just an opportunity I wouldn't want to turn down. Okay. At 877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel injury attorney text line is open for you. What do you think of how Tyler Booker is moving and competing out there? You see him at his football camp over the weekend, turf that kid. Wasn't that something?
Incredible.
It was awesome. It was amazing to see him going back and forth and changing directions, yeah, and keeping up with a kid that's like 170 pounds, probably a sophomore or something in high school. Yeah. And at some point when they're going to the final thing, I think the kid was a half step ahead or maybe on his side, and Booker just reached out and and slapped him. It was a lot of fun watching the Cowboys summer content over the weekend, both of this Fanatics thing where there was tons of content, and then Booker, I think that was up in Connecticut at his old high school up there at Parr Football Field. CeeDee Lamb at Fanatics Fest was amazing. I don't know how far that was. Was that a 25 or 30 foot three? And he made four in a row.
Yeah.
That guy's surrounded by fans. They're all calling his name. He goes red hot. He goes unconscious, just starts knocking him down like he's Steph Curry.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is fun to watch. A lot of these wide receivers can hoop. You know, I know T.O. and Dez. Yeah, the hand-eye coordination.
T.O. was really good.
A lot of stuff going on with your Cowboys, though. All quarter century team is out. Shame. I thought a shame that Tyron Smith wasn't on it and Mailata was. I thought you could have made a case for Jason Witten.
Sure.
Antonio against Tony Gonzalez. Sorry, am I eating up some of your content here?
No, not at all. I don't know if you guys maybe did that on Friday.
No, didn't. You know, Priest Holmes at running back was odd. I thought it should clearly be LaDainian Tomlinson and Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
But did you feel snubbed on Tyron Smith's behalf? Like Mailata sitting there on the all-century practice squad and no Tyron Smith? That's crazy.
Yeah, that was definitely, when we were going through, it was like, man, the tackle would probably be the one that you could get somebody on. Like, wide receiver was really tough. T.O. was able to make it, so that gives you some representation. I would have loved to try and see could we get Dez there, but none of the guys, like, I wouldn't advocate for Dez to be over any of the other ones that they represented. I do think Jason Witten would have been in the conversation. They could have at least mentioned him on the practice squad. But yeah, Joe Thomas, obviously. Trent Williams has been fantastic. Yeah. But you're telling me Tyron, I don't think anybody's taking Jordan Mailata over Tyron Smith. I'm sorry. And Mailata is a good player.
Health wise, they would.
Yeah, but Mailata's only been playing for like 2 years.
That's just,
yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the problem. What's the first thing you say when you start to talk about Tyron Smith?
Yeah, the injuries.
Injuries. That's the first thing you say.
But he had so many All Pros in a row, and then Bowls, and then he comes back and makes All Pro in 23.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's one of those things where, we understand that, but the people who are voting on this, the first thing they think of is him being injured.
The injuries, yeah.
That narrative.
Like the first 5 years of his career, he was fine. He didn't deal with them.
I thought they looked at it like, okay, we got D. Ware in there. We got Zach Martin in there. We got T.O.
They covered it.
Like, who else are we going to get in this thing so we can take advantage of the Philadelphia engagement right now?
Mm.
Like, Philadelphia is on fire. You guys know that from the podcast world.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in the NFL,
birds fly. Yeah.
3 out of every 10 Google searches right now are about the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah. So let's get that going for our click-through and everything. All right, it's the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Brian's playing ill today. He's absolutely on fire. I think this is his flu game, actually. Where are you going next, buddy?
Yeah, you gotta give him that hawk to it.
Right about that. All right, hey, we're going to talk about Warren Sharp has got some thoughts about your quarterback that are pretty interesting. We'll talk about those.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now, thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king.
Thank you very much, General. Thank you very much to Reliant as well for being a part of this one.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, Chuck, can I ask you a question?
Please do.
This is something I did this weekend. I was working on, the LSU game is going on. I went with my slow cooker yesterday.
Ooh.
Okay? I tried to do a Jewish brisket.
Okay.
And I was going to ask you the question that I have about the Jewish brisket.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have much taste to it?
Yes.
Okay. How do you get the taste?
The marinade.
Okay. I use that. I was thinking about people talk about with the red wine.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard pomegranate juice could also be.
Yes, pomegranate juice is very popular.
I use the mirepoix, which is the carrots, onions, celeries. I did all that, chopped it up. Used beef broth in it as well. Had a little bit of a smaller brisket, kind of a little bit of a flat that I put in there. And I cooked it slow for 8 hours. And broke it down pretty good. That thing had I used some Meat Church product on it before, let it sit, let it adhere. That thing had like zero taste to it.
Really? So yeah. No sweetness at all?
No. And it bothered me because, with a traditional brisket,
yeah,
you're gonna put smoke on it, Dawson, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna probably heavily pepper the thing, to get that bark on it that you want.
And some salt and garlic.
Salt and garlic, yeah. But I'm just curious, are most in it, and I'm not being silly here. It's called actually a Jewish brisket.
Yeah.
It's used for the holidays.
Absolutely.
See, I was trying to come up with something like a little something extra in like the repertoire. Mm-hmm. Like when you're cooking, we're gonna do something for the holidays. And my son and my ex-wife, they're Jewish. So I was trying to kind of think, let me help you out. I'll do a brisket for you and all that. I walked out of there thinking, man, did I just do a brisket that had absolutely no taste to it at all?
Yeah, I've had some bad ones, trust me. And usually
they can get dry.
Very dry. Mine wasn't overcooked.
Mine wasn't dry.
What I think my mom has started to do, because it's gotten it's got a sweetness to it. And I'll double check with her, but I believe she's using, it's either Dr. Pepper or Coca-Cola.
Okay,
there you go. Yeah, get that sugar in there.
Yeah, you need something with a little sugar.
She's breaking that down, then. She's breaking all the fibers down with the acid and the Dr. Pepper.
I've heard people putting a soda in a smoke brisket with the foil.
Yeah.
That's their
boat.
Foil
boat. Okay.
So maybe give that a shot.
Okay. I'm not discouraged. I'm not going to lie. I was discouraged.
No, it stinks.
Because it was 8 hours.
Yeah.
And then I tasted it. And then you know what I did with it?
Chopped it up, put it in a stew.
Yeah. Chopped it up.
What a play by me.
Yeah. Chopped it up and, put a little barbecue sauce in it. Tried to doll it up a little bit, and I could trick my 86-year-old dad with it, Dad, here's a chopped brisket sandwich for you.
Good job, boy.
Yeah. And you look at me like, what the hell are you doing? This is awful.
We did get back-to-back texts about Lipton's onion soup mix.
Okay. There we go.
That could also be a good call.
Yeah, I like that. I feel like the brisket, there's so much meat on the inside that when smoking it, you got to overdo it.
Yeah. See, this brisket was trimmed pretty well. I've watched so many brisket videos now that I'm trying to take like the hard pieces out, like the fat that won't render down.
Uh-huh.
And you're kind of like, okay, please don't let me take too much of this fat off this thing.
Yeah.
And make it that way because it needs a little of that. But
that's the advantage of the point, as opposed to flat.
Man, I just
that's awesome you tried it out though.
Well,
we'll fix this.
No, I just didn't know, is it supposed to not have, it just didn't have flavor. But of course you're not putting it in a, you're not putting it, getting the bark and you're not putting smoke on it and stuff.
It's a different deal. Yeah. I wonder if the flavor comes from the fluid. Getting in there over time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The thing is, you could use the red wine and then the beef stock. And then I actually threw in tomato paste, too, like out of that tube.
Oh, yeah.
Give it a little more flavor to it. And it just didn't penetrate. It cooked it down, but it just didn't get into the brisket like I thought it would. So sorry about that. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you for,
yeah, of course.
I just didn't know with you are resident.
You know what I'd like to do is American Jew? Smoke the hell out of one for 4 hours and then put it in there.
You got the right idea.
Hot the Texas fast. Jewish smoked brisket.
Yeah, just go hot and fast and then, yeah, and then put it in there.
Hot and fast.
I just wanted to try it because I was like, yeah, I'm gonna throw my slow cooker. I love using the crock pot thing.
I do too.
I mean, some seriously good meals come out of those big old crock pots.
Very much
so. The 817 has a question, Wolchuk. Would a small Jewish brisket be a bris?
There you go.
Well done, 817. Very
good. Oh, barbaric.
Very good. All right, let me get you some of some football stuff. Thank you, folks, for hanging with me on that. I just had that question. All right, this is coming from our buddy Warren Sharp. By the way, we need to get Warren Sharp on. I need to ask him about coming on.
Legendary stash.
He's coming. He's doing a lot of work now. He's getting his preseason stuff out. He's kind of going after your quarterback a little bit here, Dak Prescott.
The hell?
And what he's trying to say is that he's really kind of painting a picture of there's a couple different ways people are looking at Dak Prescott. You could have this way or that way, and I'm going to walk through them with you for a little bit here. Sharp says there's only 7 elder statesman-type quarterbacks in the NFL who are age 28 and plus in years. They're being paid at least $40 million a year, and it's starting in 2025. Matthew Stafford at 37, Prescott at 32, Jared Goff at 30, Mahomes at 29, Joe Burrow at 28, Josh Allen at 28, and Lamar Jackson at 28. But despite being the second oldest in this group, Prescott is tied for the fewest playoff games and the worst playoff success of any of these quarterbacks. We understand that, right? That's reality right there.
It's surreal sometimes looking back on 21, 22, 23 and how bad they went.
Yeah. And Sharp says, you surely heard, to whom much is given, much is required. Well, that's how it's starting to feel in relation to Prescott. While quarterback wins aren't the best way to isolate quarterback's production, and at the end of the day, the goal is to win games, make the playoffs, and win the Super Bowl. This is Prescott's 10th season. He's clearly an elder statesman at this point. He has led the Cowboys to just 2 playoff wins in those prior 9 seasons. He's playing in the NFC, which means he's not battling year in and year out with the likes of Mahomes, Josh Allen, Burrow, and Lamar Jackson, 4 absolute studs who are under the age of 30 and have all led their teams to the AFC Championship games with varying degrees of postseason success. They're saying here that Dak is playing in NFC, and in 9 seasons, he has never been out of the divisional round.
Brutal.
We say we can blame things like this on the rest of the roster and the coaching staff, which I love to do. I feel like sometimes I'm an apologist here.
But, I mean, the point Warren's making is you've paid him like he's the best, and maybe he's the 11th best.
Yeah. He said, like I said, we could blame the rest of the roster and the coaching staff. I do have a certain amount of Mike McCarthy in me that I am like, man, you could have done more with this guy. Maybe that's who Dak is. Maybe I'm asking too much. But at the end of the day, quarterbacks are remembered for playoff runs or lack thereof.
Mm-hmm.
Prescott's being paid like, Dawson, this is your point, he's capable of leading the team on a playoff run. We can nitpick his offensive line, running backs, and defense all we want.
Paid like an MVP, plays more like a bus driver.
But for the guys like Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, no one uses those things as excuses for the lack of the run to the Super Bowl. The Ravens lose in the AFC Championship game, it's because Jackson wasn't good enough. People don't rush to defend Jackson in the moment by saying the general manager should have had better wide receivers on the roster. If the Bills lose in the AFC Championship game, it's because Allen wasn't good enough. People don't rush to defend Allen in the moment by saying the GM should have had a better running back on the roster. Is he making sense so far, by the way?
Absolutely.
Right. I mean, I think I throw Dak more bail than Warren.
I think I throw Dak a lot of bail, too.
I'm all out of bail.
Yeah. Me, you're saying that I am throwing a lot of bail?
No, I mean,
if you call
bail.
Me out for it, I accept.
I have no more bail to give him.
I accept. Yeah, I was with you that post-game show when you quit. I didn't say quit. You just said, I've had enough.
Yeah.
Somehow, Prescott's avoided being blamed like Jackson or Allen or Burrow, even though he has more experience and being paid more.
Yeah, because I think we've seen the common factors, the organization. I think that goes to it.
Yeah. Somehow, well, here we go. The 2025 Cowboys are forecast to win just 7.5 games and are favored in only six of them.
It's a tough schedule. They're going to have to earn it.
But why? Because they play a tough schedule. No matter how tough the schedule is the Chiefs play, they're given a 10.5-plus win total each year. 11.5, 11.5, 10.5, 12.5, 11.5 since 2020 with Mahomes. No matter how tough the schedule is the Bills play, they're given 9.5-plus win totals each year. 10.5, 10.5, 11.5, 11.5, 9.5 since 2020 with Allen. They're saying the same thing with Jackson. We know these quarterbacks are better than Dak, but it's wild and extremely disrespectful to have Dak's team favored in just six games with a 7.5 win total. If those odds are accurate, then that speaks more about Dak than anything else I could write.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you should be able to win regular season games, but we don't know that. Like, I think a lot of Dak's resume was built playing in a horrible division. Like, yep. Tony had to play against a really tough division. Yeah. Now, Dak has built this. So, in this regular season now, I would say if he has similar production like last year, the end is near.
Sharp finishes up by saying there's only two options here. You must either believe one or the other. Dak Prescott is a franchise quarterback making $60 million per year. Most teams would die to find a franchise quarterback that they're willing to pay that much money, and almost no matter what you're going to have around him, he should never be expected to go 6-11, favored in six games, underdogs in 11, or 7-10, or 8-9 when healthy. That's number one. Number two is Dak is not worth $60 million per year and is not a franchise quarterback capable of willing his team to a deep playoff run. Certainly not like a team like the 2025 Cowboys that's not stacked with talent and is playing a tough schedule. There's nothing wrong with projecting his team will struggle immensely and lose 10 games this year with him at the helm.
Yeah, I think that's fair. You know, you have given Dak a contract, and we talked about it last week. It's the second worst contract in the entire NFL. I think you know, what it makes me think about is that this organization should look at that as, hey, we got to do more around Dak. We can't give Dak 60 and then not give him because, you know, I'll come back to this. Like, Burrow didn't make the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about Burrow like he's the best quarterback, maybe even better than Mahomes. Couldn't even get to the playoffs. Why? His team sucked.
Yeah.
Dak's defense last year, 28th in the NFL, played horribly the first 2 months of the season. His defense sucked. I just don't know how we focus on Dak when the Cowboys organization can't even make a team that can run the ball and stop the run and then say, hey, Dak, how dare you not be able to win like this? That's on you, buddy. You know, I have a hard time with that, you know, because I think Dak has played well and has done well. But, you know, this front office, and then I would add to it also, and I know you think I'm making excuses for them, but the injuries to the guys, you know, and guys getting old early just sunk the McCarthy era.
Yeah,
they should have had a lot more. Like, since 2021, Pro Bowlers and All Pros.
Yeah.
Nobody's missing more starts than the Cowboys.
Yeah, last year was brutal. But I remember going into those 2022-23 seasons, and the whole thing about Mike McCarthy was this team's healthy.
Yeah.
Our team's healthy.
Oh, no, he was
so they lose Tony Pollard in that game against San Francisco. Fact. But I don't recall looking back at those teams and being like, damn, they're just... they're hurt right now.
Well, maybe you should have. Maybe that's reflection and hindsight's 2020.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, Deron Bland, broken foot. Trayvon Diggs out, overshown out.
That was
last year.
That was one season in 2024.
Yeah, and the
playoff seasons,
I mean, Tyron
they were not
Smith.
Impacted by injuries. They weren't.
You're
Michael Gallup was a Pro Bowl wide receiver. Ezekiel Elliott was an All-Pro running back. Got old. 2021,
by paying him.
Tony, the only chance you had in that Niners game was Tony Pollard healthy. What did he do? Broke his foot, tore his ACL.
Well, he had CD, was pretty damn good.
Yeah. You had CD, right? But what just won it? What you got to have, like, the Cowboys were inept offensively last year, and a lot of that I think was because Michael Gallup in the middle of his ascension had just gotten paid, shows up and gets hurt in camp and then tears his ACL.
Yeah. I mean, his career was definitely ruined.
All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate that.
We are 22 minutes from CY. Chris Young joining us, the Rangers president of baseball operations, Jared Sandler, jumps in with us next to preview this this Rangers series in Baltimore coming up next in the Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.